Hello, this is Bill Murray. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, and Happy Groundhog Day.
Oh! Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin lays an egg. The Batmobile broke its wheel, the Joker got a...
Now let's begin our Christmas party with a song which seems to be everybody's favorite.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one f***ing thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, f***ing wonderful. I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful.
In case of rain,
this kid's great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids, terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, which one of you little f***ing stole all the f***ing candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them from, a f***ing jail? F***ing reform school brats. Get the f*** out of here, all of you.
And now a Christmas greeting from Goat Boy.
Silent night, holy night, all is coming, all is bright. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep.
That was a Christmas greeting from Goat Boy and the scientists that made him.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. You know it's not cool to kill on Christmas. But if you must, make it the guy who sings that Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer song. Thanks. Have a happy holiday.
Come on down off your sled, Santa, 'cause I'm feeling low and blue. All the folks around here are dead, Santa, and I could use someone to talk to, and it might as well be you. I've been dressing up like you, Santa, at a big department store. I met some little boys and girls, Santa, I brought them home and they're buried underneath my kitchen floor. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think I'm not as good as you? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. I turned on my radio, Santa, and I heard a big old choir singing pretty Christmas songs, Santa, and it just set my brain on fire. That's my mama over there, Santa, don't get around much since she died. I got my stocking hung with care, Santa, still got my mama's leg inside. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think that I was born to lose? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. Oh, don't you try to leave, Santa, and don't go near the telephone. It's a lonely Christmas Eve, Santa, and you and I are here alone. They had a party down the street, Santa, they didn't want me coming round. They were sitting down to eat, Santa, and then their house burned to the ground. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? I'm sorry that I broke your leg. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? Santa Claus, I want to hear you beg.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's the feeling of Christmas. People passing, children laughing, and for mile after mile, on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Tingling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Last night, my child looked up at me and said, "Uncle Steve?" He didn't know I was his father, and I didn't know for sure either. I just assumed I was. I'd had his mother so many times, and in so many different ways. The odds were with me. Anyway, he looked up at me and said, "What does Christmas mean to you?" And I said, "Lemuel, Christmas is a time for giving, a time for receiving, a time for eggnog and rum, a time for cutting down trees and hanging plastic doodads on them and watching them die slowly in your living room, catch fire and burn down your house and all your possessions. It's a time for buying things that haven't sold all year long, wrapping them up in shiny paper, and giving them to your friends, return them and find out you got it on sale. They can only exchange them for things of equal value, like charcoal briquettes or matchbooks with other people's names on them. A time for giving your wife that special coat she always wanted. Those seals didn't need their fur anyway. What do they want it for? They're dead already. It's a time for eggnog and brandy, driving home on icy streets, accidentally nudging the car next to you off the bridge into the frozen river, watching the car sink, seeing the bubbles float up under the water. It's time to sip an eggnog martini and think about the poor, and talk of feeding the naked and clothing the hungry. Time to get Christmas cards from all your friends that consolidated and allied an acne. The time for seeing all those happy children sitting on Santa's lap at Toyland, thinking to yourself, maybe I'll be a Santa next year. 12 years old is not so far from 18. Maybe I should be laying a little groundwork for the future. It's a time for parties at the office with eggnog and vodka, telling your boss what you really think of him, while he gets a perfect Xerox of your wife's rear end. Time for sitting by the hearth, sipping eggnog and tequila, with your feet up on a burning log, and realizing that Uncle Walt has been in your garage for 45 minutes with the car running. Say to yourself, damn, Uncle Walt, you were supposed to bring me back more eggnog. And that, Lemuel, is what Christmas means to me.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
If I had one wish that I could wish this holiday season, it would be that all the children of the world to join hands and sing together in a spirit of harmony and peace. If I had two wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. And the second would be for $30 million a month to be given to me. Tax-free in a Swiss bank account. You know, if I had three wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first, of course, would be for all the children to get together and sing. The second would be for the $30 million every month to me. And the third would be for all-encompassing power over every living being and the entire universe. And if I had four wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be the crap about the kids. Second would be for the 30 million, the third would be for all the power, and the fourth would be to set aside 1 month each year to have an extended 31-day orgasm. To be brought about slowly by Roseanne Arquette and that model Paulina somebody, I can't think of her name. Of course, my lovely wife can come too, and she's behind me 100% on this, I guarantee you. Wait a minute, maybe that sex thing should be the first wish. So if I made that the first wish, you know, because it could all go boom tomorrow, then what do you got, you know? No, the kids singing would be great. That would be nice. But wait a minute, who am I kidding? I mean, they're not going to be able to get all those kids together. I mean, the logistics of the thing, it's impossible. It's more trouble than it's worth. So we reorganize. Here we go. First, the sex thing. We go with that. Second, the money. No, we go with the power second, then the money, and then the kids. Oh, wait. Oh, geez, I forgot about revenge against my enemies. Okay, I need revenge against all my enemies. They should die like pigs in hell. That would be the fourth wish. And of course, my fifth wish would be for all the children of the world to join hands, sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. Thank you, everybody.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed.
that little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. That little cat Jesus asleep in the hay. Up the kid, but that little trooper never flipped his lid. I dig thee, Lord Jesus, so look down from your sky and hang by my cradle, Jack, till morning swings by. Swinging manger, it's one cuckoo bed. The stars in the sky looking down where he lay. That little Lord Jesus, that little Lord Jesus sleeping. Sleep in the hay.
When I was just a boy chick, my mama used to say, "Oi, come inside, clean your room, study hard, eat your soup. Forget that goyim holiday." I said, "But mama," dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, "o'er the fields we go, laughing all day, hey, hi, hi. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Ay, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Ay, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh."
Hello everyone, this is Ben Stiller, actor, director, writer, half-breed. That's right. As the child of a Jewish father and a Catholic mother, I know the pain of choosing between Christmas and Hanukkah can be all too real. If you're faced with such a decision this holiday season, allow me to offer this advice. Go with the chicks. See, for all its beauty and significance, Hanukkah offers no built-in makeout factor. Christmas, on the other hand, has mistletoe and, you know, other things you can kiss under. So, practically a guarantee you'll get some. So for me, the choice was always obvious. I hope I've helped. Happy holidays!
Ride to the end of the desert, and we'll meet by the Christmas tree. Someday he'll rise again. We're showing up with three wise men. Yeah. Rock, rock, bottom. Rock, rock, bottom. Yeah. Rock, rock, bottom. Rock, rock, bottom. Yeah. Rock, rock, bottom.
Dressed as sexy Santa.
And I'm Chloe, and I'm dressed as Santa. After such a busy year, we wanted to take some time off from doing whatever it is we do to wish everyone happy holidays.
So to all our friends, Merry Christmas.
To all our agents and managers, Happy Hanukkah.
To all our boyfriends, have a great Kwanzaa!
This year, literally count your blessings. I'm thankful for our new line of perfumes.
I'm thankful for our workout DVDs.
And I'm thankful that 4 years ago, my sister made a sex tape with Brandy's brother, and now our whole family is famous. So cool!
I had fun.
Literally, Merry Christmas from me.
And me.
And us. Me and my butt. Ho, ho, hi.
This has been a holiday message from the Kardashians.
Old Saint Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pea. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gypsy religion. crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. Kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them, unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gyp religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm,
and my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking, last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck in? Merry f***ing Christmas.
Shut up.
Silent night, holy night. Jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland.
How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out.
Duh!
I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases.
Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
This is just the facts about Santa and his sleigh.
Now, this isn't the how much the 12 days of Christmas would cost.
No, no, none of that
anybody,
stuff.
You know,
I hate that.
You have my permission to put your foot through any television that sports a reporter that calculates how much the 12 days of Christmas, the 12 gifts thing, would cost in 1995.
Don't say that too loud. I'm going to walk in today. Jamie, you know we have an idea.
A News Channel 4 investigation. Go ahead, what do you got?
Does Santa come with flying reindeer to deliver presents at Christmas? Well, here are just the facts. No known species of reindeer can fly, but there are 300,000 species of living organisms yet to be classified. Although most of these are insects and germs, this does not rule out flying reindeer. Thanks to the different time zones, Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with, assuming he travels east to west. This works out to 822 visits per second. That means for each celebrating household with at least one good child in it, Santa has 1/1000th of a second to park, hop out of the sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, place presents under the tree, eat the snacks, and return to the sleigh.
That's 1/1000th of a second.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, assuming all 91.8 million stops are evenly distributed throughout the Earth, the total trip will be 75.5 million miles. That means Santa's sleigh must move at 650 miles per second, 3,000 times the speed of sound. Assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set weighing about 2 pounds, the sleigh is carrying a payload of 321,000 tons, not counting Jolly St. Nick. A standard reindeer can pull no more than 300 pounds. Even if flying reindeer might pull 10 times more than normal reindeer, Santa would need 214,000 reindeer to pull the sleigh. The reindeer, payload, Santa, and sleigh would weigh more than 353,000 tons. This is 4 times the weight of Queen Elizabeth, the cruise ship. This 353,000 tons traveling at 650 miles an hour creates tremendous air resistance, heating the reindeer in the same manner as a spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. The lead pair of reindeer will absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of air per second each. Now, wait a minute. The lead reindeer, as a result, will burst into flames, exposing the reindeer behind them and creating massive sonic booms in their wakes. The entire reindeer team will be vaporized within 4.2 thousandths of a second. Santa will be subjected to centrifugal forces 17,000 times greater than gravity. Assuming that Santa weighs 250 pounds, he would be pinned to the back of his sleigh by 4 million pounds of centrifugal force. Merry Christmas.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite Red Baron, here's
that had bought with ice on his wings, hoping Louie was gone. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host, and then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
Vegas, decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle. I love that jingle and sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me two aces, I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink while I think. What would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling, there's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas.
Yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Dear Santa, this is Louis Black, and being Jewish, I just would, you know, as long as you're wandering around on Christmas night, why don't you bring us Jews some stuff? Because, you know, Hanukkah basically sucks compared to what you've got going down in your little factory over there, okay? I mean, you're coming up with a ton of toys, and they're electric, and each year they get better and better. And meanwhile, we get the same old crap. okay? We get like a, oh, here's a pen and pencil set. Oh, I forgot to take the name of the bank off the bottom of it. Oh, look, a notebook. Oh, here, an eraser. Hanukkah is a back-to-school holiday, Santa. Do something about it, okay? Huh? And if you did something about it, maybe us little Jewish kids would start to believe in your Christ. So thanks for listening, Santa, and do what you can, and have a Merry Christmas.
We're in the holiday season now, and when you start thinking about Christmas, I think two movies, Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life, both jump into people's minds. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you remember about doing It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, it's my favorite, and it's Frank Capra's favorite.
You've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
Maybe it's a sentimental reason. It's the first picture that I did after the war. And I remember my contract at MGM had run out during the war, and I was away for 4 years. And when I got back, I didn't know whether it was possible to forget how to act. I didn't know. And 1 month went by and nothing, and 2 months went by. And Hank Fonda and I, he was in sort of the same boat, and we sort of flew kites and and one day Frank Capra called me up and said, I've got an idea for a story. Why don't you come down and I'll tell it to you. Well, it didn't take me long to get down to his house. And he said, well, now this is about a fella in a small town, and he isn't doing very well, and he wants to get out and travel, but he can't because of his father's business, and then he has to take over the business. And things get worse and worse, and he's going to kill himself.
Wait a minute here. Oh, this is some sort of a funny dream I'm having. So long, mister. I'm going home.
Home? What home?
Now, shut up. Cut it out. You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone.
And an angel named Clarence, who hasn't won his wings, comes down. He said, gee, this sounds sort of strange, doesn't it? And I said, Frank, if you want to do a picture about an angel named Clarence who hasn't won his wings, who comes down and says to me, I'm your man. That's the way I got started.
Okay, well, they're cutting us, Jim. Thank you very much. Continued success and good health to you.
Thank you, JT. Thank you. Enjoyed talking to you.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine. That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Then there was the year that my mom and dad gave me my first guitar. Oh, man, it was gorgeous. I still got the thing. It was like aqua blue. Kind of dark aqua blue with a cream-colored heart, which is a silver tone from Montgomery Ward's. The model was called Kentucky Blue. And man, when I saw that sitting under the tree, I just couldn't wait. First year or so, I didn't know how to play it. I'd just stand in front of the mirror with a string around my neck with that guitar, and I'd try to look like Elvis. Then my brother Dave taught me a couple of chords, and now I'm here in your living room singing and talking to you. It's funny how things work out. So, why'd you go find a stranger and extend your hand to him? If you see somebody that looks like they ain't doing quite as well as you, slip them a buck, especially if they don't ask for spare change. Go buy your honey a cuckoo clock or a musical snow-shaking water ball. That when you wind it up, it plays, I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. Because after all, hell, man, it's Christmas. away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the...
One, two, three!
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, my dear.
Merry Christmas, ass face.
Merry Christmas.
We're on a mission from God.